Praise God, beloved. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. This is our Wednesday night Bible study. We are in our discipleship series course. Amen. And we are on faith and repentance. Praise God. Amen. And I just thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for this course. Praise God. We did the word already. We did the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. And now we're going to do faith and repentance. Praise God. I'm going to ask that Sister Latasha commit the Bible study unto God in prayer.
Amen. 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 Oh, Father God, I come on today, oh God. Oh, God, we come to lift you up on today, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for another day, oh God.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You to be in the land of the living, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you that you covered us on today, oh God. We thank you for our health and our strength, oh God. Oh, Father God, bless those who are going to call in on today, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Someone is in need of a word on today, oh God. Oh,
yes,
Father God.
God,
it is a privilege to seek after you and to learn your ways, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father, for even things that we cannot see, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, by faith, oh God, we come to you, oh God. Oh, Father God, bless the woman of God, apostle, and her family, oh God. Oh, Father
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you, Father, for your word and your wisdom on today, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father, that we want to be stewards, children, oh God, to listen and to hear your word on today, oh God. And, Father, we thank you on today for another day, oh God, to be
Hallelujah.
Able to seek and serve you, oh God. And I bless your holy name, oh God. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank God for that prayer. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. And so as I said today, amen, our lesson is faith and repentance. I pray that you are really being blessed through this discipleship series course. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read a scripture to you, John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And Acts 2:38 says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So scriptural steps for salvation. Scriptural steps for salvation. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Amen. And we have been speaking this for the longest. Amen. If we want to please God, we can only do it by faith. Our obedience to the word of God. Amen. Our repentance is by faith. Our believing in Christ is by faith. Our giving is by faith. We walk by faith. We live by faith. Amen. Everything is by faith, amen, because that is the only way to be pray by faith. We pray faith believing. Amen. Praise God, because if we waver, we cannot receive anything. Amen. We have to know that he will reward us when we diligently seek him. Amen. John 3:36 says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Amen. And this is an important scripture because we know that our salvation and the only name that we would know salvation under is the name of Jesus. And so we have to have faith in his death, burial, and his resurrection. Amen. And in order to have life, amen, when we reject him, amen, the Bible says that the wrath of God abideth on him. Amen. So everyone that is born in sin and shaped in iniquity, the wrath of God that was on us, even when we was in the world, was eternal damnation. Amen. It's not the first death that we would die when we would lose this body. It's the second death. Is eternal, is everlasting death. Amen. And so James 2:19 says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Amen. So the same devils, amen, hallelujah, that try to torment you, that try to make you doubt, amen, they believe and they tremble. Amen. Praise God. And so the Bible tells us that once we believe, that we have to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. I'm going to ask that we pull up John 8:24. Amen. Because what we're looking at right now in our scriptures, amen, concerning faith and repentance. And faith and repentance is what brings about our salvation. Amen. And I said John 8:24. Okay, John 8:24 in the KJV says, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Amen? And so, beloved, we have to believe on Christ because he is God's plan for salvation. Amen? And listen, there's not going to be another sacrifice. He is the one and for all sacrifice. Amen? What does John 7:38 say? Let us take a look at that. John 7:38. Okay. Everybody have their Bibles tonight? John 7:38 says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. 12. All of this is coming through us doing what? Believing on Jesus. Amen. And what do we believe in? On his death, burial, and resurrection. We believe that he is Lord, and we believe that he resurrected. Amen. Praise God. And we have accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior. Amen. And we're going to try to get through this lesson. I just want to give you some of these scriptures because we want to build your faith, and the Bible tells us that faith come by hearing, and by hearing of the word of God. And so Luke 8:12 says, those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Amen. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to be mindful. Amen. The word that we have heard, we want to keep on believing. Amen. We're going to move on to step two for repentance. Step two is repentance. So step number one was faith, meaning that we had to believe, right? And step two is repentance. Asking forgiveness and turning away from sin is the next step after we have believed God and his word. Amen. And so this is what repentance is, asking for forgiveness and turning away from sin. Amen. And so there is a turning away, a walking in a new way. Our mind must be transformed as well. Luke 13:5 says, Jesus said, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Amen. So we know that repentance is important to our salvation. Acts 3:19 reports, repent ye therefore, I should say testify, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I love this, amen, because it says repent. Amen. It says here, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sin may be blotted out. So the only way our sin is going to be blotted out is by repentance. Amen. And when the time of refreshing comes, and so that time of refreshing is when the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, the very presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And beloved, there's times when I just need to be refreshed. Amen. There's times, oh, hallelujah. Have there been any times when you just needed to be refreshed? Amen. By the Spirit. I know that it's one baptism, amen, of the Holy Ghost and fire, but there's many refillings, amen. And that refilling brings a refreshing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Step number three is baptism, and this is being immersed in water in Jesus' name for the remission of sin. Mark 16:15-16.
Daryl Golden.
It. Apostle Asia heard. So step three says baptism is being immersed in water in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. And Mark 16:15-16 says, and he, Jesus, said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Amen. And so this scripture shows us the formula, amen, for salvation. If they believe the gospel, and we know the gospel is the crucified, the dead, and the buried, and the resurrected Christ. Amen. The resurrection is a very important part of the gospel because it speaks on how Christ and he lives, amen. You know how he came up with all power from death, hell, and the grave, amen. So that resurrection is very important, amen. And so this is saying that whoever believes, when they hear this gospel, this message, that they shall be saved, amen. That they shall be saved, and those that do not believe shall be damned, amen. Praise God. And sometimes we have to say it the way the Bible says it, that the people can know the urgency of the state of their soul. Amen. Praise God. Amen. People don't like a heaven and hell preacher teach. Amen. Sometimes people want you to be soft, but we have to testify about this salvation the way the Bible testifies. Amen. Acts 22:16 says, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Remember, Acts is our history book for the church. Amen. And so, you know, they compel the people. Why tarry? Don't wait. Amen. Now is the hour of salvation. Amen. Believe and be baptized. Amen. And so step number four is the Holy Spirit infilling. Amen. Being filled with the Holy Ghost, having God's Spirit living within us. Amen. And so, beloved, there's times when the Holy Spirit is resting on us. And when the Holy Spirit is resting on us, that's our call to the people. Amen. But him dwelling in you is for the protected, is for the perfecting of you. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. That is for you. Amen. He takes up residence in you. And so Romans 8:11 says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, and that quicken means to make alive, your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. And that's Romans 8:9. Be, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Jesus Christ, he is none of his. Amen. This is why that Holy Ghost and fire baptism is so important, praise God, because if we begin to look at the history book, those that believe, God poured out his Spirit on them. The Holy Spirit was another gift, amen, that came through your faith being in the Christ and his finished work at the cross. And you will find that Apostle Paul went about asking people, have they received since they believed? Amen, praise God. Have you all saw that in the Word? I don't know if the church is asking that question today, but that's one of the questions that we ask, amen, because, you know, you need the fullness, amen, of the provision of the kingdom of God in your life, praise God. You need the indwelling of the Spirit, and you need the Holy Ghost all around you. Whenever you are baptized, amen, it's your atmosphere and it's on the inside, praise God. And so let me look up. I want you to see how the early church would ask them, have you received since you believed? Amen. And so these things are very important. Amen. You need this Holy Ghost and fire baptism. This is the baptism of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so Mark 11 and 24. Amen. Anyone have it? We can turn to it. Mark 11 and 24. And if anyone on the line does not have the Holy Ghost and fire baptism with the evidence of speaking in tongues, we will set a date and tarry with you. Amen. Just let us know. Amen. And so that scripture says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have them. And you know, that's not what I'm looking for. Praise God. Just give me 1 minute and let me find the scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah, because this is very important. We want to see how the early church went about this thing. I used to have these scriptures all written out. Normally, you know, the Holy Spirit, this thing just came to me as I'm teaching it. Okay, let's see if this is it. Acts 19 and 2. Amen. Acts 19 and 2. And this is 2. Let me find the KJV. Just bear with me, beloved, 1 minute. Okay, I'm going to start from verse 1, but we're in Acts 19 for those of you that want to follow. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And so sometimes this is the case for people. Amen. They have, the gospel has been preached to them, but they hadn't heard about the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And remember, the Bible says, how can they believe in the fullness if we don't manifest as preachers? Amen. And so whoever preached to them preached faith and repentance. Amen. But they did not let them know about that they will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. And so we know that John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And so that's a water baptism. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied, and all the men were about 12. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that's the demonstration of the power of the kingdom. Amen. And so if you have believed on Jesus and you have not yet received the Holy Ghost in fire baptism, amen, we will tarry with you. You have to let us know. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Do everybody have the Holy Ghost and fire baptism? Amen. Yes. To everybody on, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Because that's important. Amen. We want you to have the fullness. The Bible say that those who have not the Spirit of Jesus Christ is none of his. Amen. Praise God. So we want you to have the fullness of it. Amen. Faith and repentance is God's marvelous work of separating us from sin and reuniting us with himself. Amen. So remember that because Adam disobeyed God, disobedience is rebellion, and rebellion is sin, it separates us from God. So there's no way that we could be in sin and not be separated. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, when we are wrong or when we, are convinced or convicted by the Holy Spirit, because one of the things that the Holy Spirit does is convince and convict us of our sin. So when we are convinced and convicted of our sins by way of the Holy Spirit, he's bringing us to repentance when we err. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The first two steps of salvation will be examined in this lesson, and that is faith and repentance. Jesus Christ preached these first two steps. And so we're going to go to Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. Anybody have that? Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. Is anyone able to read tonight? Okay,
yes,
I'm going to read it.
Read.
Are you able to read? Okay, can you read that scripture, Brother Golden?
Yes, Mark chapter 1. And what is it again?
Verses 14 through 15.
Okay. Okay, Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15.
Uh-huh.
Now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel."
Amen, amen. And so, beloved, this is, as a matter of fact, when I am evangelizing, that's one of the things that I like to say, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen, hallelujah. And believe the gospel. Amen. Do anybody know what the gospel message is? The gospel message is the what is it?
I was going to say the gospel message is pretty much introducing God's kingdom.
Right. So the gospel message is introducing God's plan for salvation to a
right.
lost and sin-sick dying world. And so God's plan for salvation is faith in Jesus, the crucified Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And so the gospel is simply the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, because our faith in that puts us in right standing with God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And that message should be a part of every message. I don't care what you're preaching, because sometimes we in the scriptures and we may be teaching or preaching, you know, to edify the saints, you know, and so, you know, the people are already saved and we're in the church. Amen. And so at times the preach to the lost can be different than the preach to those that are alive in Christ already. Because we preaching and teaching for your edification and your maturation. Amen. Praise God. Where they need salvation. Amen. And so it is very important for the gospel message to be a part of every preach and teach. The reason being is because we want to be able to give the people an opportunity to accept Jesus as a personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us that how can they believe on what they have not heard, right? And how
Amen.
Can they hear unless there's a preacher? And how can one preach unless he have been sent? So it is very important. Right now we're doing these discipleship classes because God said, make disciples of men. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So the reason why we're giving you these courses is that you can understand your salvation, that you can understand what faith and repentance is, what God planned for salvation is, that you will have a reference to the word, amen? And then there's so many other things there that we will teach you on that can edify you, amen, which is the Holy Ghost and the Godhead 1 and 2 and the gifts of the Spirit, amen, and gathering together, how he says, forsake not the assembly. And so it's for your maturation, amen. Listen, people don't just, you don't just preach the gospel, people believe, and then that's it. No, they have to mature in Christ. The more you hear the word, amen, the more your faith will grow. Because we are supposed to go from faith to faith and glory to glory. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And so it's very important that we see in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, that this is the gospel that Jesus preached. And so we want to preach the same gospel that Jesus preached and the same gospel that Paul and Peter and them preached. Amen. We don't want to preach no other gospel. Amen. You can't change the message. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The message is to always stay the same because the power of the kingdom is in the message itself for conversion. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So if someone was to ask you, what is the gospel, what would you tell them?
The gospel is the good news. The good news is that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and he is our Father who saves and delivers.
Amen. And so the gospel is what you said, but to minimize it, it is his death, his burial, and his resurrection. It's the process that he went through that we can be saved. Amen?
Amen.
And so the faith must be in his finished work at the cross. Amen? That is how Amen. People are saved. They must have faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and his resurrection. Amen? Remember, Amen. Romans 10:9-11 says that if you believe that Jesus is Lord and that he has resurrected, if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that he has resurrected, that you shall be saved. You remember that?
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
I was going to say, sometimes, like when you first starting out and you're fresh as being saved, when people say the death, burial, and the resurrection, sometimes they're not aware that what you're saying is pretty much, do you believe that God died and rose again? If you believe,
right,
which is what you said. But that's how I put it in my mind, believing on that. Because once you believe on that, that means that you know that God is real.
Amen. 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 Once you believe on that, that when the gospel is preached, amen, when we use the keys to the kingdom, the authority that has been given to us, revelation brings authority, right? And so when the
Amen.
Gospel is preached, the Holy Spirit must give an increase of revelation. Remember when Jesus asked the disciples, who do the people say I am? And they said, some said that you are Paul, some said that you are Elijah, you know, some say that you are the Messiah. And he says, well, who do you say that I am? And only Peter spoke by revelation. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said unto him, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father that is in heaven, right? And so Peter had revelation. And then when Peter had this revelation of who Jesus is, see, the revelation of who Jesus is gives you authority. He says, upon this, he said, Peter, he says, I give you the keys to the kingdom, and upon this rock I shall build my church. And so Peter received authority because he had revelation from the Father. Amen. Praise God. And so when we're in the place where we're receiving revelation from the Father, authority is being extended unto us. Amen.
Amen.
He says, whatever you bind in earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And that's our authority. We have the authority to bind, and we have the authority to loose. Amen. When we are binding something, we are stopping its action. Amen. We're denying it access. When you loosen, you're separating it. Amen. Praise God. And so we have that type of authority. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we need revelation. Jesus Christ must be revealed. Amen. Why does mankind need to be saved? Amen. Praise God. And so I want to ask you, why do you believe that mankind need to be saved?
I would say mankind need to be saved because we're full of sin. And until we're saved, we can't reign in heaven with God because this earth is not our home. So at the end of the day, if you're just living and you're not saved, your soul is at stake. You're either a part of God's team or you're not. So that's
Amen.
The reason.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, that's a good reason because our sin or the sin of Adam separated us from God. Amen. And so
amen.
That is one of the reasons why we need to be saved. Do anyone else want to share another reason why we need to be saved?
Yes,
because we need
I just,
to know. If we,
I have another
if,
example, too.
Okay, what's another example?
I wanted to say that's just like, you know, when your parents, when you have parents or you grow up in sin, well, you already born into sin, but it makes it worse when you have parents that they don't pray because it like God says, I will put a curse on your generation. So sometimes when you, that could be another reason too, when you don't have praying family or parents, that can, you know, create a problem as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, beloved, the reason why we need to be saved is because of Adam, before he procreated, he disobeyed God through disobedience, was rebellion, and that rebellion was sin, and then that brought separation. And he died spiritually instantly. And so he couldn't pass on what he didn't have. And so we was all born spiritually dead. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so, amen. And so I'm going to give you the reasons why we need to be saved. The first reason why we need to be saved from sin, which is rebellion, disobedience, or offense against God. Amen. Listen, we have to be able to articulate what we say we believe. Amen. This is why the Bible says study the word to show ourselves approved unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so y'all have the lesson plan. Even past me teaching it, y'all need to study it. Praise God. Amen. Because while you're out there being a witness, you want to be able to rightly divide this word of truth. Amen. You don't want to be a workman ashamed. Amen. You want to be able to tell people why they need to be saved. You were saved. You want to tell them why you got saved. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Why you saw a need for salvation. Amen. And so Romans 3:10-23 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This is why we need to be saved. Romans 5:12 says, wherefore, as by one man, Adam, sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Amen. And so now, beloved, I want you to know that you are not sinners because of your deeds. You were sinners because Adam sinned. Amen. He rebelled against God. He disobeyed. And so everything born of Adam was dead. Amen. Praise God. And so the reason why your condition is the way it is was because of the original sin of your forefather. Praise God. That was the first Adam, but Jesus, he is the last Adam. Praise God. And he came down to die our death and pay our sin debt. Praise God. Amen. Because listen, that sin debt had to be paid. Praise God. Amen. And so that's why the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. That whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Amen. So sin entered in through Adam, but through Christ do we have life. Amen. Praise God. And that's everlasting life. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, you have to be able to understand your salvation that you can share, amen, your salvation. Amen. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Amen. Jesus coming into the world, amen, through the Virgin Mary is prophecy being fulfilled. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sin can be active or passive. Amen. Sin can be active or passive. Passive. There are sins of commission and sins of omission. Amen. Do anybody know the difference between active and passive sin, or sins of commission and sins of omission? Amen. And if you don't know, I'm gonna tell you. But I just want to know, do anybody know? Amen.
I'll take a wild guess on what it means to be active and passive. Passive is like your subliminal conscious. You can be sinning and don't know you're doing it. And passively, actively, that means you know you're doing it and you're outright doing it. That's what, to me, what active and passive means. Now, the omission of sin, well, go ahead. We'll stop with that first. I can stop right there.
Yeah. Let's stop right there. Sins of commission is active sin. So when if ever you hear anyone speak of sins of commission, and I commission, that's active sin. And that is deliberate action that are against God's word. Amen. And so those of us that know to do right and don't do it, that is sin. Praise God. Amen. That is deliberate action. Amen. That is against God's word. And so Mark 7:21-23 says, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts." And so we had to be saved because the heart is evil. Man had a condition, amen, that man could not fix. Only God could fix it. And the way God fixed it is that upon our faith in Jesus Christ, he gave us a new heart. Amen. Praise God. That's that spiritual circumcision that we speak about. So there's no longer a circumcision of the man genital. Amen. That is not our covenant. Our covenant is the new covenant. We have faith in Christ and his finished work at the cross. And by the hand of God are we spiritually circumcised. Amen. He gives us a new heart. Amen. So it says, "Our evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murderers, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all these evil things come from within and defile the man." Amen. And so I like this scripture because man is not defiled from what he put in his mouth. Man is defiled from what comes out of his mouth. Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. Amen. Because the mouth speaks the issues of the heart. Amen. The mouth will speak what is in the heart. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Did we get that? Amen. And so sins of omission is passive sin, and that's failing to do what God wants us to do. Amen. And so James 4:17 says, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin." Okay, so James 4:17 is a passive sin, and this thing right here pertaining to the flesh, this was our condition. Jesus, this was our condition before we heard the gospel, and that is an active sin, okay? Any questions? Beloved, I'll be clear.
Yeah, I just wanted you to repeat what you said about what comes out of your mouth is the issues of life.
Okay. Let us go to the Bible. Because you know what faith comes by hearing, and by hearing of the what?
The word of God.
Okay. And so what I want you to know is that what I'm giving you is sound counsel. Okay?
Okay. Amen.
It's scripture. And so even though I didn't give you the scripture, what I shared with you was scripture. Okay, so let's go to Luke chapter 6. We're going to let the scriptures testify of Jesus. Jesus is the living word. And we're going to go to verse 45. Either the heart is new or is evil. The world has an evil heart. Amen. It doesn't mean that they can't do good things. Amen. But their heart is still evil. Faith in Jesus Christ brings about a spiritual circumcision and makes us a new creature, a new creation, because we are born of the Spirit and we have a new heart. Amen. Praise God. So what does that say, Luke 6:45? That's the Gospel of Luke. It's Matthew, Mark, and Luke. We in verse 6, and we're on chapter 6, and we in verse 45. And we can take our time because this is Bible study. Praise God. You have a woman of God.
Amen. A good man out
of... Praise the Lord, woman of God. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Praise the Lord. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bring forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 45.
Right. And so when we speak what's in our heart. Amen?
Yes.
There's times when people have, and that's what I was saying, Sister Latasha, that a man is not defiled by what he eats. A man is not defiled by what goes into his mouth, because what goes into his mouth is digested, and the nutrients is passed through the body, and the rest of it is expelled out, right? So you can't be defiled that way. See, God is... He's illuminating the eyes of our understanding. Biblically and spiritually, when the Bible speaks about defilement, he's speaking about your heart. Amen. Praise God. And so because the heart of man is evil and deceitfully wicked, and who would know it, amen, what the Bible is telling us is that Adam in his fallen condition, amen, through his disobedience and him dying spiritually instantly, amen, his heart was evil. Amen?
Amen.
That brought about an evil heart. So the problem with the world is that the world have an evil heart. The heart must be changed. Man could not fix that, no matter how hard man tried. But God loved us so much. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Listen, he had to be just and merciful at the same time. So he wrapped his word in flesh. Prepared the body for his word.
Come on
and
now.
That word came down 40 and two generations for the purpose to die our death and pay our sin debt, that we can have a right to the tree of life, that we can live, that we can have everlasting life. And so we have to understand this thing. Amen. And so one of the things that Sister Latasha spoke about was, amen. Sometimes we don't have praying parents, amen, or there may be children growing up in a household where the parents are not believers, or they may be believers but not doers of the word, amen. Listen, amen. God will finish the work that he started. And if there's no believers in the family, he know how to raise up a neighbor, somebody, somewhere. Listen, this gospel must be preached. Amen.
Yes.
This is
Amen.
Why it's very important that our good works be shown. This is why the Holy Spirit said make disciples. Because you are not true disciples until you yourself start bearing fruit. Amen. You got to go and preach this gospel. You have to be able to share the message of Christ with someone. Amen. With everyone. Amen. That you come across.
Amen.
Amen? The Bible tells us in Mark 16, those of us that believe that we should go and preach this gospel. If you believe, that's a prerequisite. Amen. The Great Commission is given to believers. He sent us. Amen. Praise God. That's why the Bible say, how can they hear? How could they believe on what they have not heard? How could they hear without a preacher? You have been commissioned to preach this gospel. And how can one preach unless he have been sent? Praise God. But now we're giving you the tools that you can clearly understand what this situation is. Amen?
Amen.
So the Bible is telling us evil things come from the evil heart. Evil should be coming from our heart because our heart should be new. Amen?
Amen.
We may still have a carnal mind. And so a carnal mind is death. That's why the things of the world, there must be a renewing of the mind. And the Holy Spirit living in you helps with that. Amen. He subdues the flesh. He spiritualized the mind. When you read the word of God, it transforms your mind. You need read and study this word. Yes. And when your thinking changes, your behavior changes. Amen. And so I would say for all of us, there's some things that we need to change. Some of us, we still have bad habits of the old man that is still active, praise God. And that's unacceptable because the Holy Spirit is here to make us without spot and without wrinkle. And so, beloved, this is a journey. Keep living. Keep believing. Praise God. Amen. As long as our faith is in Christ, the Holy Spirit can work expressly in our lives. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Just keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. But there's other things that the scriptures is telling us to do. And one of those things is to study. A workman not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, showing yourself approved unto God. There's a godly standard. Amen. And I tell you, the more you eat this word, study this word, believe this word, amen, it builds your faith, the more of the desire that you will build up for the word of God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Listen, you're not giving up a Wednesday night for nothing. Praise God. Y'all have a desire for instruction in righteousness. Who put that there? God put that there. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so is that understood? Do we understand that man did have a problem that man could not fix himself? But the merciful God, he was merciful. He was just because somebody had to die. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God. And this death that he died for us was that we don't have to die that second death. And we're going to get into that. See, because we see people dying here every day. It is appointed for man to die once. Amen. And so man will die the first death. Amen. Praise God. That's a natural death. Amen. But that second death is everlasting, is eternal. We ain't going to die that. Jesus died for us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are there any questions so far? Did you get an understanding on that, Sister Latasha, that Luke 6:45, did that answer your question? Amen?
Yes.
We need to understand what the condition of, what was man's condition? What was man's problem?
We was in sin.
And sin. And so the sin came from the evil heart. Amen? All of that is the works of the flesh. All of that is proceeding from man's heart. The sin came from the evil heart, right?
Amen.
And so the evil heart was man's condition prior to salvation.
Amen.
Amen? Christ dying on the cross for our sins and our heart being circumcised, he gave us a good heart. Amen. A new heart.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 59:2. But your iniquities that separated between you and your God and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. And so you see that we are so separated that God will not hear us when we're in sin. Praise God. Amen. But we thank God for the blood for those of us that believe. Amen. Hallelujah, because the blood has not lost its power. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have the Spirit that convinces and convicts us of any error that we may make. Amen. Any disobedience and rebellion, that, you know, that rod and that staff, God is using it through the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. And through the correction and righteousness through the word, that we can repent and get back in good standing. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. John 9:31 says, now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Amen. And so I believe that the first prayer that God hears of a sinner man is a prayer of repentance. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But that doesn't stop him from knowing all things. Amen. He still knows all things. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, those of us that believe in Christ, we are privileged. Listen, we have the attention of the Creator. We are privileged. Amen. Praise God. And lately, amen, hallelujah, I've been using my privilege. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been talking to him. Praise God. Walking and talking, laying down and talking, bathing and talking. I've been talking to my God. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to use my privilege. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to thank him. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to minister to him. I'm going to tell him all about my problems. Amen. Because, listen, you got to get that heart right. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's some old habits that he got to work out. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory,
and so, beloved,
God,
we are privileged because we have his attention. He hears us. Praise God. He answers us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory,
Jesus. So don't live beneath your kingdom privilege. Speak to your God. You have unlimited access to the throne of grace. I know some of you would rather speak to me, but I would rather speak to the King of Glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I would rather speak to the King. I would like to get it hot off the press. Amen. Listen, I want to try him at his word. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Amen.
I want to know that it works when I open up my mouth to speak to him. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so, beloved, exercise your right to speak to him and to fellowship with him. Exercise your right to call on the name of Jesus and be saved. Exercise your right to bind and loose, because revelation gave that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You that believe that, revelation gave you authority. Praise God.
Amen.
Exercise your right. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
So we want to exercise our kingdom right as kingdom citizens. Praise God. Amen. Ain't
Amen.
No sense in having all these privileges and you ain't using them. Huh? Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. No sense
Amen.
At all. Praise God. Use the kingdom principles. Amen. To your advantage. Amen. God gave us an advantage. Amen. Hallelujah. That we can bring glory to his name. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Thirdly, we need to be saved from death, which is eternal punishment. Webster Dictionary defines salvation as the spiritual rescue from the consequences of sin. The Bible teaches that there is an everlasting consequence of sin. And so, beloved, I'm going to give you an example of that. When Satan rebelled against God, his name was Lucifer. Amen. When Lucifer, the covering cherub, rebelled against God, amen, and he turned one-third of the angels, amen, to rebel with him, amen, he sinned in eternity. He sinned in eternity. This thing took place in eternity. And he was judged eternally. Amen? And so death, hell, and the grave was made for him. It wasn't made for us. Amen? Praise God. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they sinned in time. Praise God. Amen? God had mercy on us. So even though eternal damnation was the wages of sin, praise God, God put a salvation plan in place. He prophesied that thing. Hallelujah. You going to put it back, Sadie? Okay. Cut on the light. Be careful. He prophesied, hallelujah, that he put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. Amen?
Yes.
And this was back in Genesis 3. He prophesied this. And he said that the seed of the serpent will bruise the head of the seed of the woman. Well, not bruise the head. Will snap at the heel of the bruise of the seed of the woman. And that the seed of the woman will bruise the seed of the serpent head. Amen? And so when Jesus Christ died, was in the grave, and snapped at his heel. But when Jesus resurrected, my God,
come on
when
now.
He went down and preached his my God,
yes,
captivity captive. Praise God.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That thing had us captive, he took it captive. Amen.
Yes.
Set us free. Hallelujah.
Yes,
beloved,
yes,
we are free, praise God. Listen, I love to be free.
Hallelujah.
You have to understand your liberty, so when an enemy comes talking to your mind, you tell that devil you a liar. Amen?
Yes.
I was speaking to one saint, praise God, and she said, but the devil told me this. I said, why you listen to him? The Bible said he a liar. I said, the Bible says that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Why would you listen to anything that he say? What did Jesus call him? The father of lies.
Of
and
lies.
Everybody's lying is of him. He's their father.
Right.
The father of lies. The father of deception. Amen. Praise God. So if he's speaking to you and you know that what's speaking to you is evil, don't let your faith be in that. Don't even believe that. Call him a liar. Yeah. You are the father of lies. You got to say, it is written, because that's how Jesus dealt with them, with the word. It is written. Praise God.
It is written.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, God has given us the authority to use. It is written. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. He has given us the authority to bind and loose. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He has given us authority to shift our atmosphere.
My God,
amen.
My God.
And when we bind and loose, we restrict access. Amen. I don't allow everything access, not even in the spiritual realm. You cannot have access to my heavens, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
The same way you don't allow people to have access, you don't let everybody in your home, praise God,
amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's why you got locks on it, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And you have keys. And whoever you give those keys to, they got authority to come in and out and do whatever they do in your house, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. And so when with revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, came authority, the key to the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And now when we preach this gospel, we give people access to believe and come on in. You hold the key. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You hold
Amen.
The key. Give them the invitation. Give them the gospel so they too can come on in. They could believe in, come on in, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that they too can get some authority, praise God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Beloved, this thing is so serious here, praise God. God want us strong because the Bible says that in the last days, if it was possible, that the very elect would be deceived. Amen. Listen, he said, if it was possible, praise God. This is why we're going to study this word. We got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we're going to live according to our kingdom privileges and all of the resources of heaven, the economy, the Holy Spirit, that power. Without measure, we're going to come to the end of ourselves and tap into Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time to come to the end of yourself.
Hallelujah.
A total surrender.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love that scripture when it talks about the strong man. Praise God. It says, no one can enter into the strong man's house and plunder his house unless he first bind the strong man. Praise God. And so the strong man may be stronger than man, but Jesus is our Savior. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I tell Satan, the Lord rebuke you, the hand of God binds you, and the blood of Jesus is working against you. Amen.
Glory
praise God.
God.
When the strong man is binded, you can plunder his house. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank
Glory
you, to
Jesus. God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We have a Savior that's stronger than every strong man. Praise God. There's no authority but the authority of Jesus. Amen. There's no
Glory
wisdom but the wisdom of God. And if we really believe this, we do well. Huh? If we
Amen.
Really believe this and live it, we do well. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So thirdly, we need to be saved from death, amen, which is eternal punishment. Webster Dictionary defines salvation as the spiritual rescue from the consequences of sin. The Bible teaches that there is an everlasting consequence of sin. And so, beloved, we have to know this, amen, hallelujah. We can't sit idly by and not share the gospel knowing that people can spend eternity in hell damnation, amen, in that second lake of fire. Huh? We can't sit idly by knowing that. Ezekiel 18:20 says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. Very, very blunt. It shall die. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The wrath of God will someday be visited upon all sin and all sinners. We need to be saved from death, the wrath and punishment of God. Amen? Before we believed on the Christ, the wrath of God was upon us. Listen, the world is already damned. Amen. Listen, sin has entered into the world, is already damned. But when we preach the gospel, it gives them the invitation to the mercy of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It gives them
Hallelujah.
That right to believe. Amen. Hallelujah. That they can be free. Amen. From eternal damnation. Amen. Romans
Amen.
5 and 9 says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath, punishment through him. Amen. Praise God. So, beloved, we are delivered. There is a bigger picture. Amen. Sometimes we get so caught up with the things of this world. Amen. Hallelujah. God, we need you to do this. We need you to fix that. We need this bill paid. We need that bill paid. He paid the ultimate bill. He paid the sin debt. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, I
Hallelujah.
Do not want my soul to be in eternal damnation. Amen. And because of my faith in Christ, I shall reign with him. I shall live with him. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Being saved from death does not mean that we will be spared from physical death. Amen. Beloved, there is a physical death. Listen, our loved ones, people are dying. Amen. There's a physical death. But the problem is if they have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, there will be an eternal death. That's the wrath of God. Amen? The wages of sin is eternal death. Amen? That's why when
Amen.
Jesus, faith in Jesus gives you everlasting life, eternal
Amen.
Life. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen?
Amen? Praise God. This ain't just life. This is eternal life. Praise God. Amen? This is a real
Amen.
Gift here. Amen? Physical death is merely the first death. Being saved means we will escape everlasting punishment, which is referred to in Scripture as the second death. And see, okay, we're going to let us turn to Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. But I'm going to read Revelation 2:11 right now. But let us go to Revelation 20 and verse 6 and 21 and 8. But Revelation 2:11 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt by the second death. Beloved, it's that eternal damnation that we have escaped, and that's what we want the other people to escape. This is why we preach this gospel in obedience to God's word, because that is his plan for salvation, and it's that whosoever that will believe, whosoever. Amen?
Amen.
What does Revelations 20 and 6 say?
Blessed and holy is he that hath. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was asking if anybody had it.
Oh, okay. I'll start again at verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Amen. So those of us that is hearing this gospel and believing by faith, amen, hallelujah, in Jesus Christ, amen, we should see the first resurrection, amen. And what does it say here? The second death have no power over us. It doesn't mean that those that are left here after the first resurrection can't make it in. But listen, the Holy Spirit leaves when we leave. Amen. Praise God. And it's just going to be harder. Amen. Hallelujah. Get it now. You know, this is why we have to understand this word that we could convince. We have to compel them to come. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, if there's an urgency in us, we need to preach this gospel with an urgency. Amen. Jesus is coming back for a church without a spot and without a wrinkle. We want our loved ones, we want the rest of the world to be a part of the church. We want them to hear the gospel and believe. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're giving you the tools. Amen. This thing is burning in your heart. Praise God. Amen. Let's look at Revelations 21 and 8. What does that say?
But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen.
Hey, listen, this right here is a great gospel message. You know what I'm saying? Listen, to get them to believe, amen, hallelujah, after we give them the gospel, when their hearts are being stubborn, amen, hallelujah. Listen, this death ain't a temporary death. This is everlasting. This is eternal damnation. This thing is real, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Beloved, do you see the urgency, amen? The message of the gospel is really a love message, amen. It's really a love message, amen. We are going forth with the love of God, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. However, while salvation does not necessarily spare us from physical death, the first death, it does promise us that we shall be resurrected from physical death. Amen? We shall be resurrected. John 11 and 25 says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. And so remember, that's when Jesus was speaking to Martha. Amen. Praise God. And Martha was doubting. She believed in the resurrection to come. But Jesus was telling her, I am he. I am the resurrection and the life. See, the word was building her faith. Jesus is the living word. Amen. Praise God. And because he is the resurrection and the life, he had the authority to raise Lazarus. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, that same power, that same spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ lived in us. The resurrection and the life. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on and live, beloved. Come on and live. Come on and live. Get to living. Get to living. Get to living. Don't be complaining. Get to living. Hallelujah, Jesus. Get to living this life and life more abundantly. get to living, praise God. Don't waste your time. Man, days are numbered. Don't waste your time on foolishness. Live. Hallelujah. Amen. John 6:40. It says, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth that the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen. Praise God. And so those that believe, amen, we shall be raised up, amen, on the last day. Amen. What time is it? It's 9:17. Okay, beloved, when we come back, we are going to deal with faith. Amen. The first step toward God. Amen. Faith. And you all have the lesson. So study the lesson. Do the homework. Amen. Get this in your heart. Meditate on these scriptures. Re-listen to it with what has been taught. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because there's more that has been given to you that's in the handout. Amen. And so listen to it. Get an understanding of it. Amen. Hide it in your heart. Praise God. Amen. Come on and maturate spiritually. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Today, amen, we're going to ask Sister Latasha, amen, to do the altar call. We've been talking about, we spoke about the word. We're speaking about faith and repentance. Amen. We went through the scripture text. Amen. Concerning, because this is training ground, beloved. Amen. Concerning, like, if you was to, if God was using you to be a witness to someone, amen, how would you proclaim the gospel to them and walk them through the sinner's prayer, amen? And so this is the portion of our service where we give that invitation to discipleship, amen, hallelujah. And so, Sister Latasha, I'm going to ask that you do the altar call.
Amen.
Okay, I would say, for all those that are on the line that are sinners, I'm welcoming you to come in to God's kingdom, to repent of your sins. I ask that you repent of your sins and to say that you repent for the sins that you have committed and ask God to, you know, to forgive you. I don't know all of it, so I'm not even going to get it.
And it's okay, but you know what? You're obedient to go forth. You did really good. Your obedience to go forth was good, and you was doing well. And the reason why we asking you all to do it, and Brother Darryl Golden, you probably be called on in another lesson, amen, is that y'all will get used to doing it. Amen. The more you do it, the more you express the gospel, amen, and you was really doing well, amen.
Yes.
So when you're study this lesson, see how Jesus gave the gospel, amen. What did he say? The kingdom of God is upon you. No, he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, amen. And so we want to share the gospel message with them, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. As a matter of fact, Sister Latasha, I think that you should really finish. Because you was doing well. Amen.
So
you was really doing well.
Then I would say, well, you want to ask God to say, how does it go? I'm a sinner. You want to repeat these words after me and say, Father, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I ask that you forgive me. And I turn from my wicked ways. And I repent of my sins.
Amen.
Something like that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And y'all go through some of the scriptures that's here in the lesson. John 3:16 is a good tool to use for repentance. Romans 9:11-12. Amen. Is it 9 a year? 9:11-12. Those are good scriptures to use. Amen. Read the scripture, because we're going to let the scriptures testify. Amen. But you did very well, Sister Latasha. You
Amen.
Did very well.
Thank
praise
you.
God. And pay
Thank
attention
you.
Also to how other people do it. It's not that we're going to word for word do it like someone else do it, because God is working through you. Amen. And we are
Amen.
Not the same. We don't always do things alike. alike. Amen. And sometimes the Holy Spirit may be leading you in a different way because he knows what's going on, you know, in the person's life. So you have to trust the leading of the Spirit as well. Amen. But I do want y'all to practice proclaiming the gospel, practice walking people through the sinner's prayer. At just about every service we have, someone is doing the altar call. Someone is doing the call to discipleship. Amen. Go back and listen to some of those. The Holy Spirit may take you to other scriptures. Amen. That he wants you to use. Amen. Praise God. But be mindful of it. Amen. Because we want to obey God by faith and fulfilling the Great Commission. Amen. Hallelujah. And so he told me to make disciples of men. My job is to teach you. Amen. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing. I'm moving in obedience to his word by faith. Amen. Praise God to give you the tools. Now, what you do with these tools, amen, is up to you. I'm in obedience. Now, it's time for you to obey. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We all have to obey. Praise God. And so I love y'all. We really did well on today. Y'all did well. Praise God with your response and your interaction and the lesson and help and reading. We thank God for you, amen, participating, amen, in the Bible study lesson. Is there anything that you would like to share tonight? We can start with Brother Darryl Golden concerning the lesson that you learned. Was there anything new? Was there anything that pricked your heart that stood out? You know, that just, you know, share with us, because sometimes your share will also be a blessing to someone else.
All righty. I just want to say I thank everybody for being here tonight and praise God that are listening on the line. You know, I thought it was a good Bible study. I picked up two terms to remember, which is the remission of sin and omission of sin in the passive and the active state. I thought that was well received by me understanding how and what that means, because that is very important. I also picked up on how, you know, when you go to the fiery pit and you want to be born again, not just in physically how we're walking here, you need to really believe that not only in faith that Jesus died for your sins, but he also, you have another life when you leave here. And it's going to be everlasting.
Amen.
We talked about that tonight. And it's time to get right with God. And the only way to get right is to repent. And, you know, I think you hit on tonight that, you know, let's be real about it. We may, we talked about in the passive active state, you may subconsciously sin, you don't even know it. And I know people say no sin are greater than the other. I still say have consciousness of some things, you know. That's what God's senses, he gave us the five senses to come in. And we talked about knowing that you're committing sin. And, you know, when you know this, it goes back to previous Bible studies that we've talked about that, you know, I don't know the exact scripture, but it also applied to man's law. You know, it's plain and simple. Ignorance of the law doesn't mean you break the law. Same goes with God. You know, the ignorance of sin don't mean you commit sin. Now, I'm not here to beat nobody up. I even look at myself in the past where, you know, I was like, Father, what have I done? I'm not where I'm at, where I need to be. Am I truly paying for all of my sins? And what I'll say to anyone as a testimony, don't beat yourself up. Set new goals. Ask God to cleanse you. Because, you know, just like we talked about in scripture tonight when we looked I don't know the chapter offhand, how all idlers, adulterers, whoremongers, they all can come to the lake and be cleansed up.
Amen.
So if you want to be cleansed up, it doesn't matter what went on 10, 20, 30 years ago. Today is a new day.
That's right.
And
a
new day in Christ. And this is the best place to start. That's why I came to this Bible study. Now, praise God, I've been continuously, as much as possible, going with y'all for 3 years. That
Amen.
It had to be a change in my life. I had to see some new results. I was tired of things is constantly failing and a bunch of drama. And God has shown me the way to stand on your feet, say no, and clean it up. He will show you stand on truth. So that's what I took from tonight. No, not just to be a sinner in the active sense, but in the passive sense. And I think those are two learning tools that I want to take with me from here moving forward. So praise God. And also I want to say, if you call me to do the sinner's prayer, please text me that. I want to know how to, sir, I must do it. I'll call me in advance because, you know, I know what you're saying. We don't have to do it the traditional way, do how God wants you to do, but I want to have an idea because I'm still learning and growing. But thank
Amen.
You for using me to do that when we close our Bible study one night, if I'm here on the line.
Amen.
I really appreciate that. It really shows me that you truly are, as an apostle, watching those who follow in the name of the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ. And that's all I have to say.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And but yeah, we thank you for your share, Brother Darryl Golden. You really shared a lot. Amen. And
thank
I'm saying
you.
To you now, learn how to do it. Amen. And be prepared.
No
Amen.
Problem.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Learn how to
right,
do it
no
now.
Problem.
You know, praise God and be prepared because you never know when your turn is coming. Be ready. Amen. Listen,
yes,
we got to be ready. Praise God. Just like we have to be ready when Jesus comes, and there are assignments that we do give that we do tell you in advance. But we're telling you now because this is discipleship course that there will come a time that you are being called on. Amen. Praise God. And Brother Darryl Golden, it has been 3 years, and God is doing a marvelous work in your life. Praise God. Amen. Listen, grace brings about change. Amen.
Amen.
Grace brings about change, amen. And thank God for your consistency, praise God, amen. Like there's a whole bunch of things that people can be doing, but we'd rather be in the presence of the Lord, amen.
Yes. As much as possible, yes, indeed, as much as possible.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Latasha, are you sharing tonight?
Amen. I just wanted to say, I'm going to make it short and quick. I really enjoyed the part where you said, where the Bible says that when a man speaketh, he speaketh from his heart. What comes out of his, what comes out of his mouth, what comes out of his heart comes out of his mouth. And I'm just phrasing it in my words, but I really that really impacted me tonight because, you know, sometimes you can speak, you know, or even just still have those things in your mind, you know, that teaches me that, that tells me that I have to do a little bit more work on myself. Because sometimes we feel like, you know, we're Christians and, you know, we're not sinning that way. But like you said, what comes out of your heart comes out of your mouth. So I really, I really, took that, you know, as a lesson for myself. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, we thank God for that. Amen. And yes, the scriptures is testifying. I'm glad that there were certain things that stood out to you guys that y'all, you know, can really meditate on and take heart to. And also print out the lesson and study the lesson, because I know on your phones it's probably really small. Y'all can even just take it up to Staples, take your phone, and they'll print it out for you, amen. If you download it to you know your thing there, Staples can open it up and print it out from your phone, okay? So you'll print out the lesson, yeah. If you don't have, listen, we have to obey the word by any means necessary. We're gonna get this thing done, amen, hallelujah. And so if you don't have a printer or anything, just take it up to this print store. And let them know I have this in my phone, press it, and I need this printed out, and I need that printed out. Amen? We have to help ourselves, praise God. Amen to the resources
Amen.
Of the kingdom of God. Amen. That was a good share, Sister Latasha. Amen. And
Amen.
May whatever it is that you need from the Lord, amen, hallelujah, concerning your heart. Amen. Because, listen, this work is constantly going. Listen, we will see him as he is and be as he is when we see him face to face. As long as we're in this body, we're going to be going through transformation. But it's not going to be the same old stuff. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so we thank God that we've been delivered from so much. Amen. Praise God. And we have hope. We have hope. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus. Amen. God has been doing a marvelous work. And that's another reason why we have to give him glory. Amen. He's been long suffering with us. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we just have to give him glory. I'm so grateful. Amen. Hallelujah. That he long suffered with me. Praise God. Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Amen. Prophet Deidre Williams, is there anything that God wants you to share with us to, you know, encourage or edify, amen, concerning the lesson or reinforce?
Amen. Well, thank you, Jesus. I want to give honor to God and to my sisters and brothers on the line in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I agree with my sisters and brothers that the lesson was really, really good. It really was so good. And the scripture that stands out to me is that the word of God told us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman, rightly dividing the word of truth, that we would not be ashamed. And that's, you know, I give a flower to the apostle because you can't get this through the preaching on Sunday morning. The word of God told us to study. And my thought would be, well, when we stand before our Lord and Savior for judgment, we're going to have to look at our behavior today so that the word is planted in our heart that we will live by it, because it's no joke. He is so serious. Love is so deep, so patient, so long-suffering that we really, truly, you know, like you rip your shirt off so you could get on the inside. You don't want anything to get in the way. So
that's right.
I that's what I got tonight. And Jesus, when you were speaking, I visualized Jesus sitting at the well speaking to the woman. If you knew who was speaking to you, you would ask of me.
My God.
He is speaking to us. We get that mind of Christ. So it what hurts my heart is when God's people act as if, see, you broke down the word about the heart and the mind. The mind's got to be transformed by the word, because the heart is already new. You ain't going to hear that preaching on Sunday unless the Holy Ghost leads somebody to do it. We all been in church on Sunday. But we're talking about what we're getting to feed in tonight. How many of us going to raise our hands and say, oh, I got that across the pulpit?
Hallelujah.
God told us to study, and you know, I can't help it, but I have to give you your flower in Jesus' name. We getting it.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
In Jesus'
praise
name.
God.
Amen. He's worthy of the praise.
Yes, he is.
No
Hallelujah.
Be left behind.
Amen. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. And so we're going to avail ourselves to whomever we can. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That they can be saved or that they can mature. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And let us share the Bible studies with others that, you know, even in passing. Amen. Sometimes you never know. People need a place that they can come and learn of the Lord and build their faith. Amen. And mature as a Christian. And the Bible study and the services is open to anyone that is willing to come. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says, whosoever that will believe. Amen. Let them come. Amen. And so, yes, beloved, we thank you tonight for being a part of the Bible study. I'm going to ask that Brother Daryl Golden that you just close us out in prayer tonight.
Amen.
No,
and you all did so well. You asked great questions, participation, amen, sharing, amen, what stood out to you. You know, I just thank God, amen, to be amongst the saints, amen, and fellowshipping, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
All right. You ready for me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
All right, I should go and start the prayer.
Amen.
All right. Father God, I just want to thank those who made it here to Bible study tonight with Cornerstone Deliverance Baptist Church, Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Father God, I just want to thank Apostle Herb for her Apostle Asia Hurd, Father God, for constantly sticking with delivering your gospel to the masses through this teleconference call. I just want to thank you, Father God, for those that, as they come and want to be enlightened on Wednesday night Bible study of the word that is delivered to us, that we truly believe that we shall not perish and have everlasting life in having faith and knowing you, Father God, and knowing your word and standing by your name. And as we'll stay tonight, we should have a duty, Father God, put it in us to share to the world and all non-believers that God is real, that he truly can save your life. He will not let you perish. He will not let you have long suffering, that he can solve any and all problems that are constantly coming 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, that he can touch your soul, that he can rid you of drama that wants to come at your door, thieves that want to steal from you, people that want to bring you down, that you will be the protector, O Lord, of all these things of the world. And I ask, Father God, that you keep bringing those that are able and willing here every Wednesday night, or if they can't get in here Wednesday night live, that and in person with Apostle Asia Hurd at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, that they get it through the resources that she takes her diligence, her energy, and time to bring forth to us, to know that we must stay in the Word and know God and build a relationship with the Lord to truly have everlasting life. So, Father God, I just want to thank those, again, that made it here. I know some have probably had to go through a lot today on a busy day to get here, but they made it, and they wanted to hear the Word. They didn't let nothing stop them from hearing the Word. So I just want to say in closing, Father God, that I just thank you, Father God, for getting me here, that I've truly come a long way from where I once was many years ago, and not to look back on the past and build a new beginning and stand on your name and put me in, and take me away, Father God, and anybody here on the line from places that are not God-like or God-fearing. So I ask, Father God, to protect all listeners here on the line. Again, Father God, I just thank you so much that by chance and by fate that I came across Apostle Asia Hurd on Facebook. It was something that had to be had in your name, Father God, for allowing me to see Cornerstone Deliverance Church. That lets me know, Father God, that like only me but so many others here on the line, that you will allow the gospel through this lady to touch us. For these blessings that I ask, Father God, in your name, and I pray, and that you touch and keep all those that are listening and people that they are have within their personal lives, knowing God and knowing what he can do for them. In your name's sake, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let us go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. And let us be a witness of Jesus Christ. Agape love.
Agape love. Everybody have a good week.
Amen. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.